come to a decision on that Maui property right away.
Oh?
Can I have some coffee?
Yeah, help yourself.
Yeah, Mr. Chang just phoned from Honolulu. His group have sewed up their option on the land, so now it's up to us to decide.
Well, I hear a lot of industries are moving factories to the islands.
Yeah, I know, but is it a good idea for this company?
Well, it could be. Have you checked the labor supply, the availability of scientists, engineers, materials?
Mr. Chang says that the climate and the living conditions are so great you could get anybody you wanted. He also said you can either fly the supplies in or move them in by freighter.
Well, I've been to Honolulu, and it is great, but I didn't get to the outer island, so I'm no authority.
Neither am I. That's why we need somebody on the grounds that knows our requirements.
Who?
You. And as soon as possible, like tonight.
Dave, I wish you'd pick somebody else. I mean, it's spring vacation and the boys are home.
I know that. Steve, that's part of the deal. 5 round-trip tickets, all expenses paid.
Well, what am I arguing about? A spring vacation in Honolulu. Gorgeous warm nights, beautiful cool pineapples. You know, I just might be able to talk the boys into it.
Steve, at my lodge, I'm chairman of the entertainment committee. Our annual meeting is next Thursday.
And tomorrow is Ethel Newby's birthday party, and I'm invited to it.
Tomorrow's the big game. I'm second-string pitcher, but I got lucky. The first-string pitcher's got chicken pox.
Dad, count me out. My group is booked in solid at the team club, but they need me. I play the bass.
Well, you fellas haven't even given me a chance to tell you where we were going.
So it's another trip. Very nice. Wherever it is, it comes at the wrong time.
Yeah, Dad.
Okay. I'll just have to call Dave and tell him you don't want to go to Honolulu.
Honolulu? Did you say Honolulu?
That's what I said. I have to go to the island of Maui for a few days, and I thought I'd leave you fellas in Honolulu and then pick you up on the way back.
You said Honolulu?
Yeah.
Makaha.
Makaha? What does it mean in English?
Makaha is the name of the beach where they invented surfing. They've got waves there the shape of surfboards.
Tell me, what happened to the annual lodge meeting and the teen club and the big game and Ethel Newby's birthday party all of a sudden?
You said the magic word.
Honolulu. It's aloha all the way.
And mahalo.
Yeah.
Mahalo?
That means thank you. And now, if you were going to leave right away, you Malahinis better get on the ball.
Right.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you about it. Come on.
Well, fellas, before I leave you, my plane for Maui takes off from the other side of the airport, so we'll try to keep things under control, will you?
Don't worry about a thing, Steve. I may call on a pretty little Hawaiian girl I used to know, but I'll keep a close watch on the boys.
Me, I'm just going to lie on the beach and rest up for the Bryant Park social season. I'm going to eat pineapple and sleep.
Well, don't worry about me either. What could happen?
Well, have a good time. I'll call you from Maui and let you know the day we have to head back home. And I'll meet you right here.
Okay, Dad.
Well, so long, fellas.
Bye. Come on, let's go. This is what I call an airport welcome.
Hey, I don't even know you.
She doesn't mean anything personal. Just relax and enjoy it.
Well, I'm not old enough to enjoy that stuff.
Must be the climate. I feel at home already.
Let's get our baggage.
See you
later.
Bye.
We have reservations. Charlie O'Casey, Robbie Chip, and Ernie Douglas. Hey, where's Ernie?
He's outside talking to a minor bird.
Aloha!
Well, aloha. Hey, being friendly is okay, but this is getting to be ridiculous.
Judy Leslie.
Robbie Douglas, the senior prom, remember?
Oh, of course. Well, you guys, I want you to meet Judy Leslie from Bryant Park. Well, that Robbie's got him in every port.
What are you doing so far from home?
I came for the weekend and stayed 3 years.
Oh, weekend? 3 years?
After you've been here a while, you'll understand. You'll never want to leave.
You kind of just dropped out of sight after high school. We've got some catching up to do.
Oh, it'll be a pleasure, Robbie. I'm on the early shift. I get off in plenty of time for Waikiki.
Like when?
2 o'clock on the beach.
It's a date. Okay.
Give the rooms 308 and 307. Enjoy yourself.
Judy, will you tell Ernie what our room number is? He's about so tall, he has glasses. You can't miss him.
Sure.
Okay. We'll see you soon.
Yeah?
What do you mean, yeah?
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha. I'm Charlie O'Casey. I'm looking for a girl that used to live here named Nani. By any chance, is the little lady still around?
Yeah. Nani is my sister. I get her.
Wait a minute. Just tell her Charlie is back. Charlie off the old Molly M. She'll remember.
You wait. Huh? Nani, some guy named Charlie O'Casey.
But there must be some mistake. I'm looking for Nani. A cute little Hawaiian gal. About this, she did a great hula. Used to wear a hibiscus over her ear.
Sorry, I'm Nani. You kept your promise and came back to marry me.
You're a Nani?
I wear hibiscus in my hair like before. Wait, I go get my brother. Tonight we have Festival Luau. Big doings. And then, aloha, never mind. Come meet my sweetheart. Darling! He's gone.
Those waves are something else. I could manage to like it here just fine.
I've lasted 3 years. My ambition is to make it 6.
Judy, if I decided not to go back to Bryant Park, I'm just dreaming, but, how would I go about it?
Easy. First you decide that life is one long weekend, and then you never admit it's Monday.
Looks like you've had a 3-year weekend.
It's been a real ball. I'm afraid it's almost over.
Why? You've got a job.
That's just a temporary fill-in. But I have talked the hotel into letting me try out for something wonderful.
Manager.
Not quite. The hotel puts on a luau show every night.
Oh, you gonna dance for the show or cook for the luau?
Neither. They have a comic named Harry Ho. He's leaving for Hong Kong, and tomorrow night I'm going to audition to replace him. The hotel is afraid I'm too young to work with middle-aged tourists. I hope I can do half as well.
You're a comic?
Well, if I have to be to stay in Honolulu.
Hey, anybody call me?
No. See your old girlfriend? What's her name?
Nani. I saw her, and what's worse, she saw me. Nani and the two brothers. Boy, did I get out there fast.
You mean she's changed?
Let's put it this way. If her two brothers come here looking for me, you never heard of anybody named Charlie O'Casey.
What makes you think they'll come looking?
Well, because Nani has still got an eye full of wedding bells. Hey, Chip, I ain't leaving this place until it's time to go home.
Then what?
Then this. I bought it in a magic shop.
Pineapple juice! Get your fresh pineapple juice! Right here! Only 10 cents! Best pineapple juice in Honolulu! Right here! The price is right!
Ernie, what do you think you're doing?
I'm selling this stuff. I'm in business. Honolulu's great.
I see. And you got the pineapple juice?
In the hotel. They have a faucet like a water faucet. It's free.
But you're not supposed to sell it.
Why not? We provide a service. We bring it from a nice, cool lobby, out here, where it's hot and thirsty. Meet Fred. I found him on the beach. Dug him out of the sand. Can't handle his last name.
Yoshimoto, hi.
Oh, hi.
And this is Fred's sister, Donna.
Hi.
Ernie, you're gonna get into trouble.
Uh-oh. Hi. Hello. You know these kids?
Yes, sir.
They've taken pitchers of pineapple juice out of the hotel.
Officer, they didn't realize they were doing anything wrong. I'd be glad to pay whatever it is.
Nothing to pay. Just kid stuff. Relax. Don't take any more juice. After you sell what you've got on hand, close up shop.
Yes, sir.
Aloha, Manihuni.
Mahalo. Man, he was really relaxed.
Everybody is. This is my town. Please never let it be Monday.
Pineapple juice! Get your fresh pineapple juice right here! Only 10 cents!
Be kidding. Me go down to that luau in public?
Yes. Judy needs your help. She's got to show the hotel that she can handle adults.
I don't get it. Here's a girl you like and you want to help her out, so you lose her.
Maybe Robbie wants us to boo, so she'll have to go back to Bryant Park.
No, I want her to make it all the way. It could be my loss, but that's the way it is.
That's your problem. My problem is to get out of Honolulu in one piece. So no dice. It wouldn't make any sense for me to go that luau. I'd be a sitting duck.
Well, how come? That Hawaiian lady doesn't know where you live.
Ernie, there's only so many hotels in this town. And I guarantee you, Nani's going to keep looking. She's got a lot of bulldog in her.
You really think she's that anxious to marry you, Uncle Charlie?
She's that anxious to marry anybody.
Nice to settle down in a little grass shack with a guitar and a beautiful hula dancer.
Yeah, but her hula is a little rusty, and the grass shack is just a pile of weeds.
Okay, well, so there's no sense in risking your neck just for another one of Robbie's girls.
Right, so Judy falls on her face at the luau, and Robbie gets her back to Bryant Park. Everybody wins. So, what do you say to another round of pineapple juice?
Sure, why not? One for the road.
Room service.
Here she comes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our luau. I am Judy Leslie, a native-born Hawaiian by way of Bryant Park.
Was that a joke, Rob? Want me to laugh?
No. She's just talking to warm him up.
As you know, luau means feast in Hawaiian. Actually, you can divide it into two syllables. The lu meaning stomach and the au meaning full stomach.
That was a joke.
At this point, I'd like you to meet our lovely dancer, lovely Mauna Loa. Hua, hua, here she comes. Isn't she lovely? Yes, she is. Or would you like to do the basic hula step first, dear? And you supply it. Now, we need someone to follow lovely Manahua. How about you, sir? How would you like to dance with this lovely girl? No, it's lots of fun. Would you like to, sir? Really, it's true. How about you, sir? Say, work off some of that pot. Come on, huh? How about...
Hey, Uncle Charlie. How about another three fingers of pineapple juice?
Three fingers? Where do you get that kind of talk?
Oh, Western's on TV. The bad guy bellies up to the bar and orders three fingers of red eye.
What if Judy Zagda's doing a flop down there?
What about it?
Well, Robbie and Chip trying to help, but it won't do any good. Like Robbie said, it takes adults to put her over.
So she's on the next plane back. That's life.
Robbie down there doing a good deed, knocking himself out to make her a hit. And me up here hiding in a hotel room.
Well, look, Uncle Charlie. Somebody wins, somebody loses. You want those Hawaiian brothers to clobber you? You want to get married tonight? You want to wind up a broken-down beachcomber?
No.
Well, then it's logical for you to stay in this room until we meet Dad and head home. Play it safe.
You really believe that?
No.
Neither do I. Here goes nothing.
Stay.
She gets somebody up there pretty soon.
Come on, huh? Please.
Well, this must be the place.
Hey, look.
I'd like to try some of this hula stuff.
Well, here's our dancing star.
Where'd you go?
Oh, no place.
Oh, what did you do?
Nothing.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I have to do it again sometime.
Yeah, me.
Where's the rest of the gang?
Oh, they're hiding. Over there.
Hiding?
Yeah. Well, they don't want to hang around the open too long. On account of Uncle Charlie's girlfriend. Well, here comes Ernie.
You guys go ahead and see if it's clear to the plane.
Okay, Charlie.
Charlie,
Chip said you had a quiet time. What's all this?
Well, maybe it was quiet for him. But Ernie almost got arrested and Robbie fell in love. And I came this close to being overpowered and married. Her brothers caught up with me in the middle of the luau and chased me clear to Capilani Boulevard. How was Maui?
Oh, fine.
Well, where'd you go?
Well, I didn't go anyplace.
Well, what'd you do?
Nothing.
Uncle Charlie? All clear.
All clear? Let's go, Steve.
Charlie, what are you doing? You said it was all clear.
Yeah, but I'm not taking any chances. Come on, let's go.
Well, what are we going to do?
Stick around.
I'd be glad to.
There's another episode of My Three Sons straight ahead on TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning.